control. I don't even know the name of the singer for this one.
Just, of your brother's band?
Yeah, just a guy who sings. I knew all of his other singers. There was the band 20 Ounce Nothing, mm-hmm. which was...
Doesn't sound very filling.
No. Yeah, it's, I think his name was like John Inlow. You see him around the station now and again. I just remember him as like guy with ponytail and a kid. And then there was second dude who was just bald guy with beard. I know him.
Yes.
I'm farting on the name right now. It's Justin, I believe. But if it isn't, I know your name for real. I'm just
He's not a part of the band
today.
Anymore. It's not even important.
Well, my brother's on to his third outfit. This is like David Lee Roth leaving Van Halen and then, you know, getting his different guitarists and stuff. It's of
this
equal import.
This is the one that's going to break.
Yeah, yeah. Just like when I lost Kate, I guess my co-hostess from like 8 years ago. And, you know, that was pretty much like Robin leaving Howard Stern. Same level of...
Now, Kate's the one... Kate's the one that had sexual transmitted diseases.
Oh, ooh, rough.
No. Oh, no. That was...
Because he put one on blast.
I'm not going... Okay.
On back, the show?
If you... Not like while she was here, but like...
Yeah, I'm not that ballsy. I'm not that courageous.
And he was like, yeah, well, one of our co-hosts... Gosh, who was she?
Yeah, and then I gave her,
man,
her
she
full
had her,
Christian
she had,
name.
She had herpes. Wow.
Yeah.
Like, what?
We'll just call her Rachel, but not give the last name this time. Good old Rachel.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
No, Kate did not have STDs. Kate now has, like, bleach blonde hair and looks like Roy Batty from Blade Runner.
Who's... Oh, okay.
Or Brigitte Nielsen. Just that kind of really shiny, fake blonde hair. That.
Nice platinum.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, kind of hot on some chicks.
Some.
Yeah.
Some.
Yeah.
All right, then.
If you do that, though, you have to bleach your butt. You have to bleach your ass.
The actual, like...
The hole.
The butt hair.
Yeah, because I
can't
say...
Oh, okay, the skin, too.
That
all right.
And the hole.
Okay, I thought you meant, like, bleaching your butthole hair, like Jesus' crown of thorns type thing.
Oh, no. Like, get rid of the hair.
Like the Friar Tuck hair. Okay.
At some point in your adult life, you mm-hmm. need to be competent enough to have everything match.
Yeah.
I think it's only fair that everything matches.
Yeah.
It's false advertising.
You owe it to yourself and the people around you, really.
The curtain,
you do.
Curtain match the drapes, match the ring. I don't know. Yeah, it's
the back door.
The ring.
The ring. Yeah, you know that important upholstery part. The ring. Everyone at his Papa's Basement, so called because I am John Papa Giorgio. Show's website in papasbasement.com. Go there every episode we have ever done for your downloading. I'm joined by Pete Maybe.
Hey guys.
And playing the part of Chris Lingbach today is Jesse Robinson.
Hello.
Hi, Jesse.
Oh, you know, hi. How are you?
I like this model.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a good Chris.
Yes. That is my name, Chris.
Jesse does improv. He does stand-up. I felt more of a kinship with Jesse before I learned he's like 18 years old. And suddenly he's doing everything I needed to do in life way ahead of time. So now I hate Jesse. That went from 0 to 60.
We were supposed to bring that up later in the episode.
Oh, that I despise him for having done everything that I should have done as a child, knowing where he wants to go.
No wonder he's motivated. He's still young, and his cells aren't all dying yet.
Yeah, well, right now it's okay because I'm 23, and if the song holds true, nobody likes you when you're 23.
Oh,
so it's okay that you don't care for me right now.
He waited all year for that.
Yeah.
So,
like as soon as he turned 23.
So when I turn 24, let's go get a drink together.
No, I really had no clue until I added you on Twitter just now. You're Jesse Robinson 94.
Yeah.
And it was a real, it's like having sex with a girl whose account is like blah, 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 05. And you're like, I hope that isn't what I think it is.
Oh, God.
Because otherwise, I won't be seeing her for a while.
It was 1905, and yes. I had a great time. Yes. I haven't felt that way in years, Papa.
I'm trying to remember. Oh, God, it was a British show called Misfits, kind of centered. One of the episodes was a dude has sex with a young girl. Turns out she was old as hell, and the meteor that came through town, it's like a hip young X-Men thing. Meteor passes over the town or something
like
that.
That's what I thought. Yeah. It was young folks with superpowers, right?
Yeah. And
they're British.
she becomes, or she's able to transform and become young and hot and just immediately craves cock again. Like, immediately just needs to.
I feel like this, you're describing a dream you had last night, but it was one that was so vivid that it just didn't go away when you woke up. You, like, wrote it down in a journal that you keep beside your bed.
I mean,
and you're recounting it to
us. If it was a sex dream for me, it would work in reverse. Where to my friends and stuff, she would look young, and then we would shut the door and be like, all right, do that which gets me Lincoln logged, and she would become 108. All right. I know, Jesse.
Yeah?
You just did some vacation-y stuff earlier today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was at Lake Anna this weekend. They do a really fun 4th of July, early 4th of July, because they always do it on a Saturday night. They do these big fireworks over the lake. Everyone pulls their boats out, and then they go and you watch the fireworks and everything. But we had been on the boat earlier in the day, and then also earlier on today too. So my arms are very red. And
was it
very
a rowboat?
Sunburnt.
Okay.
They're so tired right now.
Yeah, forget the sunburn. I mean, my shoulders just, man.
Picture you on like a Roman war galley. Wow. Yeah.
The family of seven.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, that's pretty tight. So you got your July 4th legit out of the way already.
Yeah, I mean, I blew the load. So now when Tuesday comes around, I'm going to be like, what?
You don't have to do anything. Yeah.
Well, I don't have to do anything. You know, I don't even have to go buy any more lotion to, you know, try again. So
nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that like a family ritual for you guys?
Yeah, yeah. God, it's interesting. Jerk. Going back from masturbation joke to talking about family. This is great.
Yeah.
We would go every year, but the family friends that we would go and stay with, this is their last year of living at this house on the water. They're selling it and moving on. So
screwing you pretty hard.
Well,
selfish.
Yeah,
you guys
yeah,
are
right. I can't believe they're taking away my once a year enjoyment.
Yeah.
Just because they can't. Yeah.
Pricks,
you know.
Really. Pricks. That's
rude.
The word.
Yeah.
But no, they're the greatest. And it was really loved them. It was a great time. And so like everyone, you know, got together for one final 4th of July hurrah. So like all of their family were there, all of their family friends, our family friends. So it was a good, fun old time. And now I'm back and burnt.
Nice. That's
right on.
You are.
Yeah, well, thank you for making it because you came back there earlier today.
Oh, of course.
Right?
Yeah, I hustled over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I got
back in time to have a nap too. So
nice.
Yeah, I planned out my day pretty well.
Oh well, you know what? I almost hold that against you. That's not as hustly.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I want to hear that you drove
because the
in.
Man napped.
Yeah, yeah. Like that.
He did it. He did a set at the improv and then came over here. Is that what you?
Yeah,
to hear?
that's. Like, I feel almost like he's a firefighter on September 12th, and he's, like, rolling in to Ground Zero about noon, and they're like, oh, hey, thanks for showing up, Fred. Thanks. And he's like, yeah.
I forgot to plug in my cell phone.
Woo!
I let it die.
Yeah.
You know, how's it been, guys?
And at first, they're really grateful he's there to help, and then he's like, boy, slept like a baby last night, and suddenly, like, I mean, I appreciate it, but I guess the better parallel would have been Steve Buscemi. Flying in.
Steve Buscemi, yeah. Wasn't that a thing where it was like he was apparently on a New York fire squad or something during that time?
That is something that sounds like an urban legend, but it's actually true.
No,
that,
it is,
he's
right?
He's a
yeah.
former fireman, and after September 11th, he flew in and was just doing, or drove in, I guess, because everything was grounded for a while,
yeah,
and was
true.
Just doing firemanly things. But it's kind of the same thing. Imagine Steve showing up like September 14th or so. And it's like, yeah, you know, I had to do some reshoots on Little Nicky. But once that wrapped up, I was right here for you guys. It's like, thanks, I think.
He's like, I'm here for the casting call for a firefighter. Yeah. So what do you want me to do? I'll juggle some of this rubble. All right. Let's do it.
Just stare piercingly at the terrorists. Put the fear of God into them.
Yeah, exactly.
Creepy baby blues. I too was out of town. I did 2 days in Ocean City.
Two nights.
Three so days. 3 days.
2 nights, 3 days in Ocean City.
John Papa Giorgio.
I don't know why the
why.
Yeah,
great,
yeah. I don't know why. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why Don Pardo.
At the Sand Crab.
I don't know why Don Pardo is now doing the Price is Right.
I was going to say,
$5 lobster and all the jokes you could have.
My prize for taking down that Plinko board.
Tell him what he's won, Don.
I so rarely do vacations of any sort, so this one was...
Did you actually win it on the Price is Right?
I wish. Oh, I wish I had...
That would be so rich.
At any point in my life, sniffed the ass of the Price is Right. I recently saw a picture of a young Jenna Fisher, a.k.a. Pam from The Office, and then
love
nothing
her.
Else.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, and she was showing... It actually made me realize I've wasted my whole life by not going to L.A. or New York. She was showing a little Price is Right name tag that she got, like, I think... 3 days into going to LA, yeah. And she tried out for it and was somewhere through the process, and then they're like, nah.
Oh yeah, no, that's a common thing when you move out to LA, like just to get your feet wet or whatever. Mm-hmm. I've definitely seen several friends that like try and, yeah, what can I do? Okay, I'll try Price is Right, I'll try getting here, try doing this.
And a lot of game shows.
Yeah, game
wait,
game
so they're
shows.
Not actual college kids?
No, what?
Oh.
No, they need somebody who can overreact and like be in front of the camera and be kind of nutso so that it makes for some sort of entertaining show.
This is
like there's an interview process for
I'm being dead serious. I did not on any level. Like this is really? One of those last shreds of innocence I had and you guys are just
I'm about to blow your mind.
Knifing it.
Some of the Jerry Springer stuff.
Well,
totally fake, John.
All right. You mean Guar wasn't really Guar? All right. Now I'm weirded out.
I don't.
But
really,
those aren't college kids.
I really don't want to crush all of your spirits in one sitting, John.
Oh God.
But I know that you really enjoy listening to those radio stations where they call somebody up and
yes.
they call up their
the War
their
of
boyfriend.
The Roses. Yeah, I love
yeah,
those bits.
I know that you love that,
you
but
do.
It's all fake.
I love telling people that's fake.
Yeah, like for people that don't know that
I
one is
love
sweet.
It. Yeah.
God, that is good because so many.
I don't know how you could believe it in the first place, honestly.
The acting's piss poor.
Yes. It's.
I don't believe.
Do we have
wow,
some of
so
that clip?
Aren't
do we have some of that sweet, beautiful
kids.
Clip?
What?
No, we don't.
Okay, yeah.
We wouldn't play them anyways.
I am genuinely blown away that like I never put that together, even after seeing her. As an actress who just came out there, I'm like, oh, they have a healthy mix of actors and actual college kids then. Mm. Wow.
There might be a couple of people they let in.
Yeah,
that, like,
I'm
slip
sure.
through the cracks.
It's kind of like in Cinderella Man where they're picking the 10 workers for the day, you know,
yes.
where Russell Crowe is like
that
up
is
against
Scott.
And they're like,
Cinderella
yeah, we'll get you in here. We'll get you in here. And you, final college kid. And it's fine. It's his big chance.
Yeah.
And he comes in there.
Cinderella Man. Yeah. There is a movie that failed in any way to penetrate the popular consciousness. And yet you, good on you.
Yes. Never saw it.
Yeah, fighting for the title, you know?
I had to watch Cinderella Man because my 2.5 years where I did a 9-to-5, I had a direct boss for the first half of it named Adrian. Do what you have to do.
Yeah. What?
I said the word Adrian.
Oh, it's okay. No, I'm
okay.
I'm not
a monkey, John.
I'm gonna tease everybody.
I'm my own man.
You're just gonna scream it when I'm 15 words in.
Yeah.
So I had Adrian.
Yo, Adrian.
Thank you. Older, well, I don't know, like middle-aged blonde chick, and I would shoot the breeze with her for like the last 20 to 30 minutes of every day because it beat working, and also you're like. It'd be fun to nail the boss. I don't care if she's not particularly attractive. Like, who wouldn't screw their boss? Like, she right. wasn't a dumpster fire, right?
Yeah, any boss.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
What the hell?
No, I mean, to give you insight into how a man thinks, she'd shown me pictures of her daughter, who was much more age-appropriate, and you're like, what if I bang the mom and then somehow parlay that, because I'm such a stud, parlay that into
course.
Pork and the daughter. Now that would be amazing.
You would be a true family man.
Yes, I would be impressive.
That would be very impressive.
That would be the title of the podcast, that time I banged the mom and her daughter.
The guy.
But yeah, you're not missing a lot, having not seen Cinderella,
yeah.
man. It's just a lot of, oh God, the actor, he's a character-y guy, he was the manager. You know,
Steve Martin.
why am I?
Don King.
Why am I blanking on his name? Big Fat Liar guy.
Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, Giamatti.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of him going like, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Like, that's all the film was. So
I yeah.
I can't believe I forgot Giamatti's name.
Right. Yeah, how dare you?
I know.
The cultural impact of
the
Paul
coffee
Giamatti.
Hasn't fully kicked yeah. in yet.
I one time it came up and she just had it there at the desk with her and she's like, "Have you seen Cinderella Man?" And I worked for the world's biggest smoker.
Right.
And I said,
sounded
no.
like she was trying to seduce you.
Yeah, and
it
she
Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, I worked for Kathleen Turner. Hello. I hadn't seen it. She handed it to me. I sat on it for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, finally got around to watching it. And like, she had sung this thing's praises. Like she had just seen The Shining for the first time or something. And I finally watched it. I was like, God damn, that is just a basic film.
So what happens when she comes up to you and says, John, how did you enjoy the, did you enjoy Cinderella Man?
I went,
what are you saying to me when that happens?
I went, first, here's your carton of Pall Mall so I can keep working here.
Thank you.
Our arrangement. And I said it was great. You know, it's my boss. It's a white lie. It's one of those things you do.
Did she immediately like perk up or something?
Yeah. Both hard nipples.
Unbutton her blouse.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to agree, because it wasn't like grossly bad. It was just a very one of those movies I like to say you watch it and you're like, 18 months from now, TBS Sunday afternoon, we've got a date. Like right. that's the caliber of film this was.
Oh yeah.
Ron Howard, right? I think so.
I believe so.
Yeah. Like yeah. a bigger director. Like, you know, a lot went into it. It's funny when that much wattage goes into a movie.
Yeah.
And it still just comes out this sad little dick dribble of a film, just like, meh.
The one thing that was interesting about it, like in the final like boxing scenes, like the really intense ones at the end, I found myself as I was watching it, like
fully
kind
around.
Of shaking. Well, I was like, I would shake my body when the punch would come. And it's very interesting, that phenomenon where it's like you're reacting as you watch it, like somebody's like going to punch the character and you're like flinching or moving or prepping. I've done that before with football movies too. When
you had dropped acid beforehand.
Yeah, exactly.
Might be an explanation.
That's my typical Saturday night. You know, drop acid and watch Remember the Titans.
You will blitz all night.
I like tripping my way through We Are Marshall, but
oh no.
Whatever your poison.
All right.
Sir, the entire team is dead. All right.
You know, that phenomenon, though, is good if you were to watch that, like, while on the treadmill or something like that.
Yeah.
So if they'll play football movies mm-hmm. at Gold's Gym, and they'll play Any Given Sunday or Remember
right,
the Titans.
Right.
And, yeah, I'll find myself, or at least motivating myself to, while they're playing football, there's no way I'm not running.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and it kind of motivates you to keep going, but it's weird how the brain can.
I definitely don't make that connection.
You don't?
There's like a.
Sorry. God, now I could just do McConaughey lines. They're just from Dazed and Confused. Sir, the team is dead. Be a lot cooler if they weren't.
when Pete's running at the gym, there's two slots open on either side of him just because nobody can stand it when
oh,
he's
that
running.
Oh, he's that big a freak.
Goes,
yeah.
He goes everywhere it. We go, people want to know.
Just fist pumping every 100
yards.
I was
just going to say, yes. I was like, I will fist pump if there is nobody in there. Totally. I'll okay. absolutely do it.
Well, guys in the like, locker room yeah. get a little bit, yeah, they get a little bit thrown off at him. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chill.
Yeah. I want to just put on Rudy with him. Watch the reactions there.
But see, the other thing is that the
is any bald black guy in the gym getting a hug at that point? Where you're like, thanks for the key, man.
Oh, my God.
No, they played radio. And I'm like, but then they
they play radio and you sound like you're getting off.
I wasn't getting off, sir.
You said they play radio.
He just jumped around really excitedly, much like Cuba Gooding Jr. does when he receives his Academy Award. Not for that movie, though, but
Snow
for
Dogs.
Jerry Maguire. Yeah, oh, no, Snow Dogs. Yeah.
Should have got it for that movie.
Yeah.
But they'll also play things like I Am Sam, which is incredibly sad.
Why? That doesn't give you retard strength?
It doesn't give me retard strength to keep driving or to keep running anymore because, like, it's really
you
hard to, like, run with tears
if
in your
you put
eyes.
On I Am Sam, I can just snatch with one hand a barbell with, like, 375 loaded on it. Yeah, exactly. Well,
Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
That's offensive. Jesse and I are just shaking
our
heads.
Oh, come on,
we
guys.
We really are. And also, that was a great description of I Am Legend.
I Am Legend.
Yeah.
I Am Legend.
What's the one difference between I Am Sam and I Am Legend?
What's that?
No, I'm just asking.
A black guy?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Maybe.
Maybe.
A dog?
More vampires? Yeah.
I didn't realize. I was just asking you, and I realized that it sounded like I was about to give you some sort of joke.
That's a great setup.
Yeah. It was really good. I was like, this is going to be perfect.
No. Yeah, another tease. I'm teasing you again. Sorry.
I expect
I'll get
the
punchline 5 minutes from now. Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as I think of it. They're like, why is Jesse so quiet for the last 5 minutes? Because he's been thinking of the freaking punchline.
You're over here with a ruler and compass. Like, yeah. I will find this punchline. Yeah, I did a couple days, my first vacation in a couple years. And by vacation, I really mean 2 days, maybe. At Ocean City, Maryland. Did you guys, were you guys Ocean City kids?
No.
No.
Virginia Beach kid.
Yeah, Virginia Beach, Myrtle Beach. I only see those cheesy commercials for, you know, for the Ocean City, where it's like that that lifeguard, and he's like this Ken doll sort of looking lifeguard, and he's like, come to Ocean City.
Oh. And he drops
he's like,
his pants.
He's like,
and
he like goes and saves people as if they're drowning, but they're just like at work. He's like, I'm saving you and taking you to the beach.
God, I don't know this.
Say they were actually, he was like saving people to like just to show how qualified he was.
Yeah.
Like, why would I want to go somewhere where I'm not safe?
I was about to be like, yeah, Jesse's kind of a dick. Like, sorry, lives are being saved, man.
We see like a lady in her office, and she's like he's like, I'm saving you, and she actually just says, thank you, because I've just been drowning here in sadness.
What?
Oh God.
I've just been drowning. Please save me.
It's kind of funny, though.
I was going to say something very graphic that she could be drowning in, a certain juice, but that word can't be said on air.
Yeah,
not
cool
till we
lady.
Hit the
oh,
hour mark.
Stupid. Oh,
yeah.
I said it.
Rhymes with runt.
Yeah.
Jesse, again, taking the show at such bad places.
I know. I'm sorry. I can't help it.
I was a beach kid, too, for vacation growing up. I brought this up with a friend of mine earlier today. And he confided in me that he, as a family, like his clan growing up, and I grew up pretty poor.
Right.
But they never took like legit vacations. And isn't that like the saddest thing you've ever heard?
Yeah,
like,
that is sad. And also you said you're a beach kid. You were a beach kid.
As in we didn't do like any of the other National Lampoon vacation movies. Like, we didn't like travel to Wally World.
National parks. Or
yeah, exactly. Like we didn't go,
go
to
camping?
Europe.
Did you guys go camping? I've never asked you that.
Not in a vacation way, no. Like once or twice for Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts or something.
Okay, right on.
But not like, hey, we're going to go to Kentucky. Is that where people camp?
That's the big question I have. Do Greeks camp?
No, not really.
I'm taking note.
You were a beach kid. That reminded me of, you know, like, what other kids are there in different areas?
Meth
and,
kids.
Well, it's like, what was it on the Hey Arnold, the stoop kid?
Yes.
So it's like, I just pictured you as beach kid and you never leave the beach.
No, I don't.
It's like, beach kid's going to leave the beach.
I had to build myself a sandcastle like, toilet. It was
like, yeah, John's like trying to step out of the sand onto the sidewalk and he just can't do it.
Physically.
Rags for clothes. Just, yeah.
I'm bound to it like some spirit haunting the mansion where I was murdered. We did Rehoboth and...
Bless you.
Yes. Gesundheit. tight. We did Rehoboth and we did Bethany and Ocean City. For some reason, we
How was Bethany? How was she?
Bethany was good. Funny, I actually did have a... There is a Bethany in my past.
Oh, really? Me too.
Yes. Really?
Really?
Yeah.
You said that like he's gay.
Well, now I know he's not.
Did you mispronounce Stephen?
Now I know he's not.
Actually, a couple Bethanys.
Really?
Well, not Bethanys, but like the first part of the word.
I'm trying to remember like my most
Bethany's
banged
sound
name.
Larger than Beth's.
Yeah.
Like
just
a Bethany's
just, in
just
my, in
fat
my
girl
mind.
Beth.
Yeah.
No comments. I will.
I will make
I feel
no
like I'm
comments.
Probably right.
Yeah. Sounds like you are for young Master Jesse over here.
I will make no more commentary just because of
anybody.
Anybody who might be listening to this.
I'm still trying to sleep with you.
Sounds like Bethany can't get the headphones over her fat ears, so you're all right, buddy. You're fine. Also, how damn loud are they in the room next to us that I can hear them?
I shut their door.
You need to go in there and shut their mouth.
That's what I was just about to say.
Yeah. What, that they're being too damn loud?
No, shut their mouth.
Yeah. Go in and smack them.
Fill it. Fill their mouth.
Oh.
Somebody's about to get their mouth smacked.
Yeah, fill it with sex pee. That's what we used to call semen in the day.
Sex pee.
Sex pee.
Yeah.
Classy. I don't know, man. The beach is just bizarre. Like, the contrast between beach as a kid and beach as an adult. I don't think there's other vacation experiences that change that much. I guess maybe you do more screwing at a campsite when you're an adult.
Still have not had sex at a campsite.
Really?
I've been multiple times as an adult.
Okay, I'm glad you specified that. My last trip was age 12.
Happened to me as a child at a campsite either, so two big letdowns.
I think that's a weird way to phrase it. I think sex is done to you when you're a kid.
It was done to me.
Was sex done to you?
It wasn't.
I feel like we're getting into some dark past.
Kind of open something up.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you still working on that punchline? The difference between I Am Legend and... You just blurt out, kid rape!
It's just never happened, John, I'm saying. But I did have sex at the beach. I feel like that's more...
Sex?
More sex
on
savvy.
The beach.
Beach.
Isn't that an alcoholic beverage?
Yeah, God. That's your favorite disgusting little can drink.
Yeah, it's gross.
You
wait,
barely
it's a can, too?
Dude,
yeah. That's so trashy.
It would be one thing if...
quite the trash can.
If Pete was like a Don Draper alcoholic, like just putting down Blue Label in a nice little...
A nice highball with a...
Yeah.
Round
or
ice
like
cube.
Or like even a beer drunk would be better than what you do. Like he goes to 7-Eleven in one can increments to get these vile canisters.
Wait, one by one?
One by one.
Wait, is this in the quite same disgusting. Day you like yeah. finish and then go...
Yes.
Hello, it's me again.
Yeah.
I'd like your finest trash, please.
I don't. It's like me only taking one slice of pizza and acting like that's where it's going to end instead of just putting half of it onto one giant plate.
Well, I do work really close to the pizza place, so I had to go back.
So he, he'll just drink these 24-ounce cans, right? They're 24s?
No, they're 16s.
16s of...
They're not even 24s.
They're just gross. They taste so bad. It's like... If you mixed malt liquor with Kool-Aid.
Honestly, they're repugnant. I started drinking them and now I can't stop.
It's all he drinks. Like, I legit do not see him drink anything else.
I will admit that I also have a dark, item that I will go into 7-Eleven and buy one at a time.
Mike's.
I will go in and one by one grab each pair of NFL team gloves that they have available at the front. Just one by one.
Just one glove each, not even in a pair.
Oh, yeah, not even the pair. So it's like, if you want Green Bay Packers, just two trips.
Yeah, you're going back. You're like, I need my Steelers lefty today.
Yeah, go all the way from, Arizona to Washington down the, And by the time you get your Redskins gloves at the end of the day, it's just
that's the reward, just alphabetical.
Let me just put these gloves on and go to sleep.
I'm like a child with chicken pox.
Thank you, Redskins, for helping me not itch.
I'm not going to have pock marks everywhere, thanks to you. I remember that. That was the bit, right? When you have chicken pox, you can't pick off the little crap.
Definitely not supposed to.
Yeah.
Because that will leave a scar.
Because, just a whole quarter-inch divot of your flesh comes out with it, and then you're like, oh, this will never heal now.
I have a friend who has a couple on his forehead.
Really?
And they're very noticeable. And if you ask him what happened, he'll be like, just picked all the chickenpox scars off my forehead.
Why not make like a cool lie, like a BB got lodged in my...
Well, he probably would lie to you.
Okay.
But I know the truth, so now I'm telling everyone.
Boom.
Oh, God. Your friend. Just a weak... Like it's a scarlet letter of no self-control. Like, it's just like...
You're also a child, that's so harsh.
But even back then,
he was like 8.
I was already like a fatso eating too much. I would watch cartoons all the live long day. But I remember that week, my mom just being like, don't pick those things or you will be like Manuel Noriega for the rest of your life.
Maybe his mother never told him that, John.
I guess. Okay.
Just sad. Just sad.
She encouraged it. Do you think like she with her drinking buddies?
She wasn't there, John.
They're putting down their canned sex on the beaches.
They probably were.
Which, by the way, the thought of actual sex on a beach is so disgusting on so many levels. Like, do you feel likewise, Jesse, or no?
Done it. Uncomfortable.
Yeah. You've done it too. Okay. Yeah. Wow. All right. Guess I'm the only V-card here.
But it isn't great. Yeah.
No, it's terrible and stressful.
Yeah, and the beach smells like garbage anyways. So
okay, are you doing it?
It's not very hot.
I'm an idiot, so I guess I was picturing it more in the tide. So, like, you're banging the girl. Your balls are flopping onto, like, cold, wet sand.
Okay, well, that depends.
Why do you have to clap your hands? Why? This is a slight, yeah.
There you go.
I mean, that's if they're flopping.
Yeah.
Mine are. It's like they don't have much perk left.
It's a 50-50.
Okay, so it's also, yeah, potentially cold enough that they're completely retracted and not slapping.
Yeah.
She's getting sand in God knows what. If it lands in the front door, then the sand is ripping the hell out of you, tearing whatever condom you had on asunder.
Condom.
Yeah. I know. God.
Come on. We're on the beach, man. Yeah. What do you think?
This is an act of love.
What do you think is happening
here? It doesn't get better. Yeah, we don't get more respect.
Like, at what? You're doing this late at night, I take it, right?
Of course. Nobody's on the beach.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, people are on the beach until I feel like...
Oh, that was also one part of it, the anxiety, because as you're going through this... You know, I kept, like, looking over and like, looking over, and I'm like, somebody's going to come. Some weirdo with, like, a midnight metal detector is going to come through, and, ooh, I definitely found something here. I hit the jackpot. Y'all want to see some sand dollars?
Just pulling out the keys he found on the day.
Yeah, they're not even sand dollars. They're just keys.
Don't mind me. Keep going. It's like...
He can't see anything. It just he thinks it's like two like you know like birds or something in the
just,
sand.
Yeah, kids making a sand mermaid like boobs over one or the other.
Oh,
just hears
3 a.m. silly kids.
This goes to a Chevy.
Y'all want to go for a ride?
I'll race you. Okay, yeah, just
you gotta try it.
The one perk to it sounds like you get. A pass to finish as quickly as humanly possible because
any outdoor sex that's
she doesn't
totally...
want. Yeah. Like you're going for it big time. And I don't think I would be able to, I can barely get off in bed,
but I was just going to say
like outdoors would just completely be frustrating. Like I could see it now.
Exactly. So you think you're like, okay, I have an excuse to get off, but you're not going to because there's this mental blockage.
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, who's watching me? Am I going to get in trouble? You know, who's seeing this? All these types of things going through your head. And you're like, okay, this might actually take a while. And also, you're uncomfortable.
Well, there's a story Ted Nugent, and I know he would never lie, brings up where he claims he was getting blown on stage once. And he just
during
couldn't
the show?
Get there. Yeah, during the show. Like, legit just pulls aside his loincloth or whatever.
Performance anxiety.
Yeah, and I guess he's, you know, busy trying to hit every note on Wang Dang Sweet Poontang. And he cannot finish. And he's just like, all right, remove my penis from your mouth and return to the audience. You failed in front of the entire Silver Dome. And now I'm going to shred. Good day, madam.
I could see that, though. I couldn't imagine... that being possible.
Well, can you
like
see it or can 80. You not imagine it? Which
I
is it,
I can't imagine it being possible for like 80% of people worldwide.
Also,
at
that,
least.
That is crazy that he used his kind of celebrity status to be like, yeah, yeah, you're the reason why this didn't happen on stage. Like, yeah, that's why.
So. It's because your status is lower than mine.
Yeah.
That, otherwise, yeah. I would have been erect.
Yeah. Oh, you think if like Estelle...
That's what I tell a lot of the chicks.
Estelle right. Getty came out. And was working his mouth.
I don't know who that is.
That is Sophia from the Golden Girls.
Oh. Okay. All right.
That is such a pull.
Yeah, what? No, I can name everyone.
In that target audience.
You have B. Arthur. You have Rue McClanahan.
Yes.
And we have Betty White.
That name.
Yeah. All three of them were, you know.
Get me rock hard.
Yeah.
Oh, when I was a kid, I would have dusted Blanche. Like, I was watching. I was watching that show as, like, a 7 or 8 year old, and I remember Blanche just getting dicked out all the live long day. Mm. And so I was like, I guess I want to dick out Blanche. Everyone else is giving her dick. So.
Yeah. Streetcar Named Desire.
Exactly. Give her my little hairless baby dick. She can take that any day of the
you're
week.
You're the queen. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, Estelle, baby, come here for a minute, huh?
Very. Damn it. I like that. That made me laugh.
Wow, that's good, yeah.
Now do some Superman.
Oh, there's a crime somewhere.
No.
That's great.
I meant Brando in Superman, but this will do, too.
Oh, well, You know, sometimes I work at the paper, and sometimes I fly in the sky. You know, that's why, you know, it's
Now talk about sex on the beach.
Well, you know, sand gets in weird places and
gets in my folds.
Yeah, it's like it's almost like you take a sandpaper and and that's it. It's just sandpaper. You know? you could do whatever you want with it. It's your sandpaper.
I want that on a shirt.
Can you finish?
Can you finish in the sandpaper?
No, I don't finish ever.
They don't deserve it.
That's why I have the problem with my cheeks.
Is that why you're so swollen looking?
I never blew alone.
Can you imagine, like, that's how you could tell that someone has never blew a load on the street? On the street, you just seen these, like, chipmunks.
Oh, poor guy.
They need to tap you like a maple tree. I'm sapping.
Oh, man.
But this happens.
This is one radio link that my grandma will not be receiving.
No.
Yeah.
No, we talked about sex with old ladies. She needs to hear that she's wanted.
You're still wanted.
Yeah. She'll be like, give me that Papa Giorgio boy's home phone number.
His home phone number and his AOL email address.
10 digits long. What is this nonsense? 703 area code is assumed.
Ooh, that means he's close. I'm interested.
I had a very not adult vacation.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, I took my mom because she's old and a widow, and otherwise she would just sit around the house and watch QVC. So I took my mom to the beach for a couple days.
That's fun.
It was okay. It was it had like this weird dynamic too. I can go into this. I can just tell you what I saw at Ocean City. You guys pick your boring poison.
I don't know. This sounds like the start of a great quirky indie movie, so I'm ready.
Actually, you got me there.
Yeah.
Did you end up with a summer romance or something?
Yeah. My mom and I shared a bed. It was great.
Did she get dusted?
She did, yeah. That's how we got out of the ticket on the way back.
Did you all watch QVC at all in the hotel?
We didn't
even go to the beach. You just sit and it's like, oh, darn, it's raining. Whatever we do.
It's just another place to watch TV. Actually, with my ex-girlfriend, her family would do that.
This is how they live in Paris.
What was that?
They would go out like on the beach or do like whatever is around the beach for like an hour a day. And the rest of it would be spent back at the condo just hanging out.
Shaking their heads.
So we just went to a different place to go watch TV and make
NBC food. On Channel 13. This is insane.
Just to watch somebody else's local news. Yeah. It was miserable.
That is so white trash.
I couldn't
that
stand
is
it.
So white wow, trash.
They were pretty white trash.
They have stabbings here, too. and a bank.
Yeah.
They didn't even get robbed. They're just showing a bank on the TV screen. They have one of those here, too.
That is horrible.
Money box.
We need to go to their Food Lion.
Yeah.
Just to check it out.
Food Lion? I don't get... I was doing an improv set this winter where Food Lion was brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And the improviser who I was opposite in the scene, she was like, oh, you went to Food Lion? Not bad for a guy who lives in the shack. And I was like, well, if you think that Food Lion is all that great, well, we may be on a more equal plane than I thought. It's just like, ugh, I don't know about Food Lion.
Food Lion's always sketchy.
Yeah, it's sketcheroo. I was fascinated that she thought it was like this, big.
Oh, like highfalutin?
Well, yeah, maybe they...
Like a Chinese royalty thing associating the lion.
It wasn't bottom dollar, so that's good.
Yeah, I don't think she's ever been to a Food Lion.
Yeah, Food Lion's like the saddest of the regular grocery stores.
Correction, Safeway.
Safeway?
I don't know. There are some nice Safeways, but if you walk into Winchester Food Lion, wow.
That's the culmination of
five
bad decisions.
I mean, the one I go to is in
decisions.
West Virginia, and it's terrible.
They shut down all of my local Food Lions, probably for like, I don't know, tainted food
reasons.
Yeah, I don't know, but
yeah.
We don't have them. I don't miss them. They were always like the weird, like they weren't even the Kmart. Like what was below Kmart? Is there like an S-Mart?
I mean, I don't know. I guess you could say there's like Big Lots.
Big Lots. You're right.
Yeah.
Big Lots. Wow.
That's definitely a step down.
Yeah. That's what they were.
Well, you know, I was just hanging down in front of the Big Lots the other day.
Oh, you went to Big Lots.
Yeah, man.
Wow. That's not bad for a guy who lives in a shack.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Sounds like you two could team up. I'll go in the corner now.
I had deja vu tonight. I went to the radio show and I was talking a little bit about this improvised scene that I was doing, and then he just did
it
again.
I was just there.
It was like I was brought back. It was unreal.
I will recommend Ocean. What?
I was just saying you were with your mom.
I was with my mom, man, and the trip took on this weird dimension. Where the second day in, when you realize, like, what are you, I don't know, like, as a kid, I guess before my brain was melted out my ass, like, I hadn't played Nintendo 10 hours a day, and we didn't have iPads and stuff, I guess I could just go to the beach and be content. Yeah. But, like, as an adult, am I missing something?
About going to the beach?
Yeah.
I think it's just a cool place to trip.
It's a cool place to trip, and I also, like, somebody told me this a while ago, and I'm starting to believe it more and more, that there's something calming to a human's, like, mind and body when they are, like, very close to a body of water.
I could see that.
Yeah, it's something, like, with the water is calming, whether it's a lake or a river or a beach. It's just something about, like, people congregate near bodies of water, and, like, there's events near bodies of water. It's like, that's what you
did. I was going to say, it's the water or the 10 Bud Lights.
Right. I mean, well, it's like people are like, what did you do this weekend? Oh, we went to the lake. It's like, people aren't like, what did you do this weekend? Oh, we went to that rock. Or we went to the field. No, they all went to the lake. It's just something.
Aqua.
Yeah. It's an experience to come together at a body of water, I think.
I guess. Maybe.
You didn't feel it, though. So that means you're not a human.
Yeah, no, I have. I'm like those lizards from V.
God.
I just
another
walk,
super.
I just walk among you guys. No, it was.
Way to be up to date.
So I go there, and I typically, like, I have a lot of body issues, and rightfully so. I'm a fat piece of crap. But it took me now.
Hey, it's okay. You want to talk about it?
I will in a second.
Okay.
It took me, like, there were years where I would go to the beach and just be, like, fat kid in a pool dot guy.
What are you, t-shirt guy?
While there. Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. Fat kid in a shirt.
Fat kid dot t-shirt.
Yes,
gov.
Dot guy.
Dot gov.
Dot no sex. And the last couple of years, I was like, you know what, screw it. There's fatter whales on this beach. I don't care. I shaved my back and shoulders for this. We can strip. And
how long did that take?
About 20 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
To really get in there.
Yeah, that must have been a clinical procedure.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. You know, you do it, and then you walk away, and then you come back, and it's like that time where you write a first draft of a paper, and you come back, and then you're like, I meant the word car, not dog. Was I high on something? It's like that, where you shave your back, and you're like, that looks clean, and you come back later, and like, half of one shoulder is still completely covered. And
that's every time I shave in the morning.
See, I thought that you would have done something like just take your shirt off, and then you have like two like human-sized "Hello, my name is" stickers on either side of you, and then you just put them on your body and you rip it off really fast, and then your hair is
and
removed.
I scream Kelly Clarkson at some point.
Yeah, right.
Have you ever had it waxed?
You would never like professionally. I've always had friends that I guess did it.
Yeah, I was like, who does amateur waxing?
Yeah, I can get you a wax on the cheap.
Yeah, I get it done at my barbecue place.
I'll have coleslaw and a couple patches.
Yeah. And I'll have my ass cracked nice and clean.
Now somebody bringing a tattoo gun to your house doesn't seem like...
No, that's like, highfalutin.
That's totally, yeah, that's completely acceptable. Who's getting amateur waxing?
A friend of mine dated like a Vietnamese girl for a while, and because she was Vietnamese, just assumed she could do nails, wax, all that stuff.
As the role of Chris, you're supposed to make some sort of giggity or
get
excited when he says
he's into
giggity.
There you go.
There we go.
He's into the PC term as ladies of the Orient.
Giggity.
Yeah.
Orientals, yes.
Yes. That's not what you say. That's a rug, sir. I love how they always go to that.
And a dog.
Like the entirety of the whole East. That's a rug. That's what we did. We made rugs. She waxed once or twice. And then you remember Allison, my old roommate. Yeah. I think she did one time.
Giggity. Sorry, third beat.
I figured if anybody was going to do it, it was going to be Allison.
Yeah, and it never turned out well. I was always covered immediately in like little welts, like where pretty much every bit of hair came out. There was now like this little welt, and then it turned into a white head. Oh, like, God. It was so much worse than if I had just taken a Bic and shaved it.
Oh, no, then you would break
it.
Out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds horrifying.
And I would need them to then pop the white heads to make the hair come out of it so that it would stop being ingrown. It was not good.
That sounds terrible.
So I don't know if like being professional would have helped with that. Doesn't seem it.
Maybe. Maybe it's just a different process.
I don't know. But if that's what waxing is for a guy, I don't recommend it. I have that really curly body hair, though.
I don't particularly need anything waxed.
Like, if I were just at a murder scene and all they could go on was like leftover chest hair, they would like just look at black suspects, and not just because cops are racist, you know, like, and are looking to frame up someone. So I only recently have been able to be like, screw it, I'm going to the beach. I don't care that I look like just hell. I will do
we're just
this.
Having fun.
It's, yeah,
we're
pretty
just,
much.
We're just going like, to have
look,
fun.
The, take your shirt off, honey.
Yeah, it's fine. We're just having fun.
In the grand pantheon
nobody's looking at
of guys
no,
getting
no,
ass
not,
on the beach.
Nobody's looking at you.
Like, there's a bunch of kids fresh off of beach week or whatever, you know, like just chiseled 18, 19-year-old folks. I'm not getting tangled.
Wait, were they there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
there
that
were,
sounds terrible.
There were beach
Thomas.
Lots.
Hey, Thomas. Go get that tennis ball that I missed through.
Okay, Connor. Gonna get it.
Okay. Also, you're like the best, man. I don't know if I told you that.
Thank you. You know you're looking super buff today.
Oh, dude. Like, your toenails are like on fleek. Do you like that usage?
Oh, God.
Beth, yeah. Beth is gonna be so excited.
Oh, no.
Me.
No.
I wish I were in shape so I could shame these guys. This is horrible. I hate them both.
It's okay, honey. It's all right. They come from a different time.
They were mid-80s frat guys.
They were, you know, they're different. They were raised different. They did different things. It's all right, you know?
Sorry, I'm just watching Pete laugh. I don't know, man. There was a lot that stood out to me on the beach. I just want to run through all of it. First of all, have you noticed that you're like 5 shades lighter when actually lying on the sand?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh yeah,
I was worried I had sepsis or something like that. No, like, no. I would walk out and be like, I have some color to me, and then I would take off my shirt and actually against the sand, I felt like some sort of desert life, able to blend in, like so the seagulls wouldn't attack me from above. It was very, very screwed up.
See, I told you, no one's looking at you.
No one's looking.
No, no one. I
no,
look though.
Connor and
that's
Thomas come from a different background. We don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, no, no.
And here's another thing that's very bad that happens when you're on the beach. Let me just preface this by saying I will never make fun of Anthony Cumia again. I have really bad vision.
Where is this going?
And when I take off my glasses, which I have to do to go in the water, let's just say anything in a bikini looks legal. Like, I'm kind of, really, really can't tell what's doing. And then I'll put the glasses on and I'm like, that is clearly a 15-year-old. I am going to hell. And then I just...
Thoughts aren't illegal.
Yeah, and then I just take them back off because what the hell? What the hell? Let's, like I said, as long as you can't determine it.
Yeah, for anyone, you know, just listening to the audio and not seeing any video, the studio is slowly filling up with slime.
Yes.
Disgusting slime.
From all 3 of our taps.
Yes.
Completely turned on.
I just imagine you telling somebody 15? That. Like, telling them that exact story of the glasses on, glasses off, and then taking them off right in front of that person.
Yeah, exactly. Be like, allow me to demonstrate.
And anyways,
is it really that bad? Almost like, you know, like the Seinfeld episode where George thinks that Jerry's girlfriend is like making out with his cousin, but it's actually she's kissing
a horse.
Like, is it that bad for you? Like, when you take off your glasses, is it that bad?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, I'm going to take off my glasses, and I'll see if, even with squinting...
You can tell us apart.
Well, so Pete and I will start making out and tell me if I look like a horse.
Yeah, and then I'll tell you how long until I finish. Okay, you're so in an Orioles hat, Pete. Mm-hmm. You're in a Nationals hat, Jesse. I'm going to see if
I didn't realize that. We're competing there.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can make out the two of you. Make out either the O or the W, like Eve, or just one shred of it. Okay. No.
Okay. Hold not that. Even close?
So if I can barely tell there's even white on Jesse's hat.
I can barely tell that there's white on Jesse's skin.
Exactly. He somehow looks Peruvian.
Yeah, he's just a blob.
Well, now I'm like
a khaki blob.
Yes. With half of an eaten guinea pig.
Did you say Peruvian?
Those guys are weird. I was waiting for some sort of big release, like where I was just like, yeah, I know. And so I was grinding against the beach.
The big sick. Yeah.
I was waiting for anything to really, like, strike me, where I was like, oh, we're beaching now. This is great. I'm Beach John. I'm different. This vacation was worth it. But I got there. The water, because it's the Atlantic, I don't know, or at least Ocean City specifically, mm-hmm. Water was beyond cold and brackish, too. And, like, I don't know if I'm
really?
Just... Yeah, I don't know if I'm just becoming more and more of a puss in my old age, but, like... After like 10 or 15 minutes of bouncing around, I was just like, all right, there's no way there isn't like a shark sizing me up from like 20 feet out. Like,
why do you say bouncing? Why are you bouncing around like a
beautiful
beach ball?
Baby boy?
It's okay. He's my beautiful baby beach ball boy. He just bounces around everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. I get so little of what you can do at a beach. Like, I would just walk into the water. Like, really all I could do is fantasize about killing myself and then not go through with it because of the shame I would bring to everyone.
Yeah. But, I just couldn't stay under.
Yeah, you just walk up to your net.
Shame on your family.
And when, shame. And when a wave would come, I would, like, stand on my tippy toes or just jump a little bit so that it didn't smash me in the face.
Mm.
And I would just do that. And after, like, 20 minutes, I'm like, this is dumb. This is so dumb. Why did I drive for this?
You mean you didn't stand there and try and dig your feet into the sand until they were firmly planted?
I did a little of that, and you feel the sand crabs crawling against you.
And then you just try and go deeper and deeper until the waves just, they're over your head.
Take you under, yeah.
Yeah, and you just forget about everything.
Just going to sleep.
Well, John...
Until that guy comes and says, I saved you. Oh, thank you. I was drowning.
I was just hanging out by the big lots. You know, and then I came over and saved you. But John, after an hour here of this counseling session, mm-hmm. I think I'm able to properly diagnose the reason why you have not had fun at the beach this weekend, and I think that's because you didn't receive a henna tattoo.
There were
or your name on a piece of rice. Yes.
There were many, many henna tattoo parlors. You have been to a boardwalk.
You did not take advantage.
Did you get a tall hat that was also like an alien head?
They did not have those.
Oh, you didn't have any of those.
I can tell you, Ocean City is run like a corrupt little southern town where they're allowed to have three different businesses. I kid you not, there were maybe like 46 grotto pizzas in a 2-mile radius. Easily 10 fractured prune donuts. Like there was no other pizza
fractured
place.
Fractured prune?
Fractured prune.
That sounds like testicular disorder.
Yes. Fractured prunes. Well, you can't skateboard for 6 weeks.
Well, that's good because no skateboarding on the boardwalk anyway. Get out of here, you kid.
I like that character.
Yeah.
Evil mall cop.
Yeah.
Evil Blart.
I only monitor the big lots.
I'm trying to think what the hell else was just literally ever. Oh, Candy Kitchen. Candy Kitchen on every block.
Oh, yeah,
isn't that like an app?
Why do they sell so much diabetes candy out there? I never get like people go on vacation and just want to eat a bunch.
Well, especially the taffy. It's so annoying because they're like, it's saltwater taffy. And it's like, well, I know you're trying to evoke some sort of this is like local salt water, but if it were one, I wouldn't use this for, you know, kindling, much less put it in my body.
I'm a saltwater taffy snob, okay?
Are you?
Like, it must taste like salt water when I eat it.
Do you need to taste like
sense.
The entirity of the beach?
Yeah.
Like, you bite it and you're like
I want,
this is a Newport News.
I want
News.
All of the flavors, yeah. Like, I want, this tastes a little, with a little hint of like, old Newport cigarette.
Nice.
And half a sand dollar. and you know, a
and
little
a Dodge Nitro key.
Yeah, exactly. With a little bit of a juice from the couple that
I was gonna say the Marlon, the Marlon Brando sex experience.
Yeah. I want SPF 25.
This is a great ride if you're ever
in the ass that the, Pete rammed into the sand.
The Marlon Brando sex experience.
Is that a that's just a fat person lying on top of you till you die?
Jolly Rogers in Ocean City.
You'll never finish.
Why are your cheeks so big?
Well, so. Well, it's just a load. It really is a load.
You've never gotten off?
No, I have never.
Is that your secret? Is that method acting?
That's that's part of the method, you know. I feel like all of my acting experiences I carry with me, like
I don't know why I'm like slipping into post-stroke Dick Clark. I'm just like
every year, once a year, people come together to watch the ball drop. it's back to Ryan Seacrest.
I always liked how he's at least a second off.
I feel so terrible for doing that just now.
It was great.
You hear Happy New Year.
My favorite character.
That's
ever.
A good one.
Post-stroke Dick Clark.
Yes.
Every year for once.
And he's just doing it in front of the Big Lots to promote the new Big Lots that just opened. And
every year once a year, we come together for the Big Lots.
We found Chevy King.
I too have never blown a load.
That's why I had the stroke.
Oh my goodness. We're gonna talk some shop. You wanna?
F8 that.
What?
I said the S word.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was off mic, but I don't know if you can hear it. Sorry.
I could have just said I didn't know about it till you pointed it out. Like a toddler pointing at his first hard-on.
Look at it.
Yeah. Toddlers?
Toddler. I developed toddler early. Hard-ons. Yeah.
Coming this fall.
As long
CBS.
As long as I have my glasses off, it's cool. Jesse, you mentioned shop. Oh,
we're going to talk some shop?
Some shop. We'll talk some shop.
I mean, other than the Big Lots, I mean, we've only been talking one shop.
Talk some
shop.
There
are many shops.
Talk some
shop.
There's
the improv shop, the stand-up shop.
Some shop talk.
The acting shop. I mean, it's just like, where do we even start? I don't know.
I want to
stand-up.
Stand-up? We're talking stand-up shop?
Stand-up comedy. Sure. Welcome to the stand-up shop.
All right, Jesse, you have been doing stand-up as of late. Now, Jesse, you do, just before we get rolling, you do improv as part of how many groups at this point?
A couple house teams in the past couple seasons, transitioned away from the Mason Improv Association. I was the player there and was the president in my final year at George Mason, and then I transferred over to a couple of like DC improv theaters. Mm-hmm. Did a couple house team seasons, and it was fun.
First of all, when you say you are the player, do you mean like on the cover of like a No Limit circa 95 rap album or
Well, no, like if you're a player on
cash money.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you're a player on an improv team, like you're one of the members of the team.
Probably. Okay.
You're a player.
But are you the most important member? Or like where do you rank? I mean, do you guys rank yourselves?
Is no, that... no, I. No, yeah, yeah, no, you gotta be a group. You gotta work together as a great ensemble, build some great scene work, some great characters. So I did a couple of, I just finished up a house team a program at Laugh Index Theater. I was on a team called Thermal Runaway.
Okay.
So that was fun. We performed at the DC Arts Center on Monday nights during Improv Wars. Had a couple of other opportunities to perform up in New York with them, too, most recently this past weekend.
Now, how did a guy from DC get noticed in the big city. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if there was any noticing, because a lot of the DC teams that got accepted to the Del Close Marathon last weekend in New York.
Now you're gonna have to explain that.
So, well, yeah, it's a
keep digging.
Yeah, we're digging.
I'm gonna go take a 15 minute dump. I'll come back when you're done.
The Del Close Marathon is a great coming together of some of the best improvisers and all of the worlds of improv coming together in New York for one weekend, 72 hours straight of improv. And you just see some of the best UCB improvisers. UCB hosts the marathon, and it's like six or seven different stages, including the UCB main stage, and everyone's doing improv together. And so, yeah, a lot of DC teams got in, but a lot of them also got kind of the shaft, really. On
4 a.m. slots, yeah. Stuff like that.
Well, yeah. So
that's what I was thinking.
Well, yeah, on Friday night into Saturday, I performed at 4:20 a.m., 5 a.m.
Oh, and no one's going to chuckle at that.
6:40 a.m. Yeah. So
4:20, get it.
That was a big crowd there at UCB East at 4:20.
Okay.
But the 5 a.m. show had like three or four people, and the 6:40 a.m. show had like two people. But
like, were they farmers that had come to town and this yeah. is how they start their day?
Yeah, that gives a whole new meaning to farmers only. Yeah. But yeah, it's not really when you go to DCM, it's really not about your show. You want to have a good show, and you want to, you know, represent yourself well and also have a kick-ass time on like a UCB stage.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But you're
yeah.
also there to just watch some of the best improv ever.
Chelsea?
Yeah, UCB Chelsea, a couple of the larger premium shows at the SVA Theater, UCB East, TNC Theater for the New City as well was the tertiary.
I love Star Trek TNC.
Yeah. That was the tertiary theater where a lot of the teams got placed as well. Just because the best of the best is, you know, in the main primetime slots at the UCB main stage.
Yeah,
but,
that makes sense.
The two best shows that I saw last weekend at the Dell Close Marathon, Improvised Seinfeld was unbelievable.
Did they look like them?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, they dressed like them, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Updated garments or like mid-90s, like Elaine still had her
All the perfect. It was
wow.
It's funny you mention that, though, because
you
I
keep
mentioned
pointing
this
at
to
me
John,
like I farted.
Months ago. He won't remember it.
No.
But I was telling him that we needed to start a group that was doing improvised sitcoms.
Yeah.
No,
in
you
a
just,
situation
he's
just
making
like
this up.
Mm. Yeah, thanks, John.
This is...
And John told me, that sounds like the dumbest idea
yeah.
I've ever heard, and no one's going to laugh
now
at that.
Now take off your glasses and let's
elaborate.
Sex this 14-year-old.
Oh, no.
Please.
But
go on. Tell me how great it was.
tell me more. But no, perfect portrayals of Jerry, George, Elaine, Kramer. But they would, based off an interview, improvise a
was
whole.
Was there a Bob
episode.
Sacamana?
No. they had supporting characters. Like so what happened? They had like Will Hines and a couple other UCB improvisers come out, and they're like, "Hello, we're the supporting cast of Improvised Seinfeld." And then they would do the interview, and then they brought out the big four out there. Unbelievable. The female improviser portraying Julia Louis-Dreyfus sort of character. It was that, and also it was like all of the movements and the gestures. It was like, it was all perfect.
That was veering into Bill Cosby a little bit.
Well, person A talks with the person B, and you mix them all in the
gestures.
Things. I just need a square. Go fish. How does that taste? But yeah, no, it was really great. And they improvise a whole Seinfeld episode all the way down to like the opening. Like, so they're like, thank you. This is Improvised Seinfeld.
Wow.
You ever notice how blah, 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 blah.
Oh, God, like the stand-up show. Before.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he's like, person A talks to person B, and they don't talk to person C. Like, I don't understand it. And, like, they do all of it. It was brilliant. It was well done.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. And then the other show was a two-man movie with Anthony Atominic, who people know now as the better Trump impersonator.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He has, what is it called, the President Show or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he does now. He used to do a run with
James Adomian.
James Adomian.
Something
they
Bernie, and
the Bernie and Trump.
Yeah,
yeah,
man. That was good. And then also Neil Casey, who his recent fame is, I guess he was the villain in the new Ghostbusters film. But he's just a long
not
time...
a woman, so I didn't see that.
Oh, no.
Slime up to my nose.
Yeah, I didn't see it either, so there's my slime count up to the roof, too.
That's Marlon Brando. Sorry.
Well, I was almost cast for Ghostbusters.
I've never ejaculated slime up to my nose.
Yeah, I mean, towards the end of my career, I looked like a ghost, so they were like, you know, we could cast you as a ghost.
Hey, Marlon, we really like you for this part, but we need to know, can you slime for us?
Well,
I've never slimed in my life.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't think this is going to work.
Is this a deal breaker?
This is.
You're going to need to slime for us, Merlin.
How many buckets do you have?
Four. I have four 55-gallon buckets.
You might need more. Like I fell right into Dick Clark again.
You might need more buckets.
Happy bucket year.
You might need more.
And then you can just slip right from that into kind of like just go higher with that, and you're all of a sudden Jeff Bridges. Like you go
something like this, and then all of a sudden you go just a little bit higher, and it's like, oh wow, thank you, members of the Academy. Wow.
Are you waiting for Crazy Heart?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. Where is he?
In a nutshell.
Bill Clark, man. Thank you.
Like that, yeah. It's Jeff Bridges. I don't know where we are. What are we doing?
You were telling us about the improvised movie.
Yeah.
With Neil Casey.
With two men.
Oh, yeah, that was great. They literally improvised a full hour and a half film.
Good God.
Like, and they do the shots, and they're like, we see they're wearing this, and close up on this line of dialogue. And, like, they make the whole film. And it's unreal.
How many years to get to that level?
I think they said they've been playing together doing that two-man movie for almost 20 years.
Okay.
It's like...
I don't feel like the biggest piece of crap, but yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean, it's like you've been doing it for so long, it's just like pro.
Yeah, the only thing I've done that long is eat. You know, eat and draw breath. I can give you advice.
He's only eaten for 20 years.
Improvised breathing.
Yeah.
Check this out. Pretty sweet.
I took two breaths for a second beat.
Wow. Yeah. Showboat over here.
I know. I could barely. My lung capacity is not good right now.
Yes, and when it comes to breathing, all right? So. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah. It's good. There's an exhale in
with
there.
With your chubby cheeks.
Yeah.
So, Jesse, it sounded like you were talking about some of these troops that you did a run. Are you still in these troops, or is this...
So the season has currently ended at Laugh Index Theater. At the moment...
Can you explain seasons?
Well, so it's like, you know, you know, you got
baseball
summer.
Baseball season.
You got summer,
season.
Winter, fall, and, oh, and spring. Everybody forgot about spring.
What are we talking about?
What is that improv season?
That Jeff Bridges impression is kind of like in Men in Black where they click the thing and just everything is lost in your brain after you do that. So I finished the Jeff Bridges and I'm like, what am I doing?
Completely neuralized.
What is this? What is this? But yeah, no, the season I think went from August all the way through, and there's like a midpoint where they'll audition people to come in the midpoint of the season in like the winter.
Okay.
And then it goes all the way through until like after DCM. And then that's the end of the season. Then they go through a whole re-audition process and maybe restructuring teams and stuff like that. At this moment right now, I don't know what my future is for those teams. I may be moving on to other opportunities. I may still be around. It's still up in the air. So I don't want to make any sort of like declaration before I know what's actually going to happen.
He's moving.
Yeah. He's
leaving us.
I'm calling it now.
Yeah. I actually just moved over to Arlington, so closer to where I do my radio show, which we can plug.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, please.
We can do it now. Yeah, sure.
We've gone past an hour, so you can be dirty now.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
Perfect.
Oh.
Shit. Here's my okay. Why don't I just do the promo?
You got
like
a dirty
this?
Character?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. So for all you cats listening after hours, I have a show called The Provcast. It's a play on improv and podcast.
I had never put that together.
It's like you take one force of energy and another force of energy and just mish it together and you just keep pressing and pressing and you know, it gets really hot in here. Oh God, what are we talking about?
Tap your cheeks, sir.
Oh, okay. it's serious. I just did it for a third time just to do a third beat, and I literally just like...
Just boom, wiped.
Whoop,
and you're in the studio with Pete and John.
You keep stage wiping yourself.
Your name is Jesse.
Yeah, the Provcast is on 7:30 to 8 p.m. on Thursdays. On WERA.
Give them the website.
That's not a bad slot.
Yeah, not too bad at all. It's WERA.FM is the website where you can click.
But do you have like a iTunes page or?
Well, you can go. You can listen to all of the previous shows, the first 10 episodes we did of season one,
okay.
And then the most recent first episode of season two, which came out this week. That's all on Mixcloud.com. Yeah, Mixcloud is where I put up all of my.
Should we do seasons for Papas?
I don't know. I just did.
I like just I doing the wall. So of like, I kind of 500 episodes.
I kind of used it as like an excuse.
I was just gonna say yeah. An excuse to take a break.
Yeah, that's what I
that
did.
That sounds okay.
Fantastic. I hadn't uploaded a show in like 2 or 3 weeks, and I was like, I'll just call that the season break, and then we'll start again. But yeah, no, season two just launched on the station, and then obviously the podcast up on Mixcloud and on the Facebook page for the Provcast and all of that. We did a big DCM preview and interview with a local improviser, Abby Haverty, so that was a great conversation.
That sounds like a cheese.
Abby Haverty?
Yeah.
Havarti? Abby Haverty. I wish you would stop pronouncing my name like that. So yeah, I host a show, and it's just a 30-minute one-on-one conversation with a local improviser, comedic actor, or stand-up comedian. So,
and
is it just getting to know that person, or do you guys?
They're talking about their timeline, their experiences in the scene, their scene in the community, and just their experiences, as well as you know, talking about the craft of comedy in like a very like basic way, and like just exploring whatever avenues come from that conversation. So it's a fun time. Usually, then it's like stories and general messing around. So
have you gotten any traction from it? Like any
tail?
People have? Yeah, that too. You got any stink on your dick? But
stink.
Also, has anyone
hey boy,
come out
did
and
you
been
get
like,
any stink?
Yeah, I was hanging out in front of the Big Lots and
Did anyone take a Chevy key and stick it up your dick hole?
I think we're on like the fifth beat of all of these.
It's great.
Yeah. So it's a fun show.
Has anyone said, like, I listened and I loved it? Who wasn't giving you stink, as Pete put it?
I don't know if they loved it, but the people, they said they tuned in and listened, which is good. I like to have people tuning in. That's why I try to get, like, as a wide range. You don't want to just be, like, stand-ups only. You want to have stand-up, improvisers, comedic actors, because that will broaden your listenership, ultimately, because you have somebody from the theater community and then someone from the stand-up community, and that branches off into their listeners and their friends, and they share the podcast and they share this Facebook status or whatever. So, you know, it's all about branching out.
Well, if you are looking for a canned malted 7-Eleven beverage drinker, I do have someone to recommend.
I
he
love
did
it.
Invite us to go on to the
oh yeah, you
podcast.
Guys have open welcome anytime.
I mean,
you
unless
come
it's
on
rescinded.
No, right. No, it is open
it is
and
after
available.
This
it is open like a 24-hour 7-Eleven. I just need you to wear your Green Bay Packers.
Speaking
gloves.
Of which, can you open your legs while I take off my glasses so
oh, okay.
It becomes legal?
Yeah.
Nice.
How is it? How's the view?
It's pretty good.
I can.
I'm
I
pretty much looking at Sharon Stone and Basic Instinct right now. This is silly.
Oh my goodness.
Did you try to pull what I've kind of learned from Pete, because I see that Pete has balls with people in real life and I don't, which is why I sit behind the mic like this. But did you try to bust out, hey, will you come on my show with anyone at the Delphos Marathon?
My radio show.
Yes, your radio show.
Do not
show.
Forget that important word.
Yeah, that is. It's like, hey, you want to come on my radio show?
And they're like,
ding.
Did you mean podcast? You're like, no.
No, actual airwaves, baby.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, I meant radio show.
Were you able to?
I didn't really do much of that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it also has like a local focus, the show. So if I want to have a big name, it's probably because they are coming to the area on tour. Like in an earlier version of the show, before the Provcast was developed, David Koechner from Anchorman, The Office.
Yeah,
he would
whammy.
Whammy. Yeah, he would always come on to my show when he was on in the area.
Wow.
Because they want to promote themselves, really, mm-hmm. and the show they're doing. But that's great for me because I can have a conversation with this guy mm-hmm. and catch up with him and everything. So It was great. He was a good conversation in the past, talking about like his experiences filming Anchorman and stuff like that.
Will Ferrell raped me.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, it's some fun guests. I had in the first episode of the Provcast, we actually had Tom Cotter, who was he was second place on America's Got Talent a couple years ago doing stand up.
Back on Welcome Back, Cotter.
What? Did anybody see that? It went right over my head. But yeah, no. So he was a great conversation too. He was doing, I guess, a show at the Arlington Draft House, and that's okay. Why we went for that. He was a good conversation. You know, like he's able to share his experiences of like when he met and spoke with like George Carlin and like sharing those stories. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool. It's all about, you know, getting to know the person and their improv and comedy timeline, but also like the stories that got them to that point. So.
Very hey, cool. Producer Pete.
Hey, what? Do you need me to get more people on the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey,
thanks
remember
for picking
that
up on that. Hey, that's what makes us a good improv
remember
team.
Remember that time? Yeah, that's true. Pete, go do something.
Yeah. Pete, I have to shit.
Remember that time?
Mom, the meatloaf.
Remember that time that I had a show on there?
I do.
And it was basically in that same vein, but I half-assed it like the
yeah.
entire time.
You but got also, on David Koechner, he
I
had on me.
Say, I got shafted left and right. I was going to say like how's your experience been with the local comedians? Have you had people that just kind of big-timed you and you don't have to say anybody's names or anything, but right. you're just kind of like, "Okay, dude, what the hell's your deal? Like just right. tell me you don't want to be on here."
No, I mean, a lot of the people, are you talking about like people who I've asked or people who like have actually been on the show? You know, I kind of just made a post on like DC Indie Improv and DC Sketch Comedy Facebook pages and said, hey, here's my show email. Shoot me an email if you're interested in, you know, being on the show. And then I would get those different requests and I would kind of like look them up and see, are they actually yeah. legit? Do they actually have something to... worth talking about on the show.
So you'd put it through your own filter system after that.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and just go and look and see what they're all about and what they're doing.
Well, that's what I get for asking radio folk.
This
John knows what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I know.
You want me to come out of my cave? But my radio is, cave?
I, for the longest time, commiserated with Pete. Like, oh, how mean of those people to do this to you.
Right.
And, like, now that you just described the ease with which you got everything, I think Pete was just like, shit hammered at 3:30 in the morning, like sending dick pics to these people, like come in the studio and suck
on
this. Waking up the next day, like man, got a real negative reaction. I just don't know why.
Yeah,
maybe don't like my face.
That show just didn't have it.
Yeah. Just didn't. You did two episodes.
Also because I didn't want to go to the studio to record it. So I had to find time when John would let me record.
Yeah, he would record here. And then I would have to ask.
I'm also not a member here. So.
Right. I think some of
maybe I should do that one day.
Yeah.
That sounds
maybe.
Like a good idea.
I think some of the most interesting conversations are with people who are multifaceted in the community. Like they're doing sketch, they're doing stand up, they're doing improv, they're acting in comedic shorts or, yeah. And then they also go to set after they put their comedic shorts on for the day.
Nice.
You know, and I think that's a big key too. That's what I do too. Try to be multifaceted in the community. Try and do as many, filmings as possible, and as many improv sets, and try to hit an open mic once a month. You know, like trying to do these things to stay sharp on all levels. Because especially in a smaller DC comedy scene, you have to have different, you know, strengths. Is what I see. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, now you're just making me feel bad.
Why is that? Well, I'm 23, so it's
yeah, exactly. Because okay. yeah. I'm 36, and I just wanted to hit stop on this and go back home and play some Zelda and then watch Netflix and then.
Yeah, I'm terrible because all I keep thinking is I'm like, do you think the guys will want to hang out with me and get a drink afterwards? He's like, well, I was doing 10 different things today, and I probably have to leave early so I can film
something. And to be fair, that's your reaction both at a comedy show and at a
Lowe's. But Buffalo Shrimp and Miller Lite.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You're like, I just want to hang with these guys and get a drink. And you're like, we're in the middle of a movie theater. There's no one in network. You're like, I don't care.
That's why I can't sit down for movies anymore.
Nice.
Just half hour, and you're like, fuck this.
Nope, not standing still. What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think?
$2 long necks next door. Who's with me?
Bye, goodbye, y'all.
He's the killer. We're leaving.
Yeah, so.
Yes, that's it.
Just let me know when it's shameless plug time, and I can do that.
Shameless plug away.
Okay.
Put the cherry on top of this shit.
Hello, everybody. Yes, if you've stayed all the way through to the end of this shit.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. Oh, man, I hope not. But maybe your mom's listening.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. So, no. I don't think you really sound like this character that we did the whole time, but maybe if you do, then, you know, I can just, if with your permission, add it to my impersonation repertoire. My name is Jesse Robinson. You can follow me on Twitter at JesseRobinson94. Again, my show is The Provcast on WERA, or just look for it online on Mixcloud. But it does air, WERA.FM, 7:30 to 8 p.m. on Thursday nights. Yeah, and if you like comedy and you do comedy and you want to, like, just be on my show, you can, like, you know, message The Provcast Facebook page, and we will point you in the right direction. Final shameless plug.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on an episode of Copycat Killers at the end of August on the Reels network.
Okay.
Reels. ID?
No, not ID for a change. Oh, I know. Wow. Surprising. Very surprising. So Copycat Killers, I do some really terrible, terrible things in that show.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. But if you like the sound of my voice.
Who doesn't?
Exactly. Then check that out on, I think it airs like Saturday nights. I think it's like the final Saturday in August. It'll be on the Reels network, Copycat Killers. So that'll be fun.
Yeah. Oh, tight. Well, Jesse, thank you.
Thank you
for coming in. And most important question I have to ask you real fast. A couple weeks ago, you invited me to like the WERA page.
Oh, no.
Do I have to stay like to that? Does that help you at work? If so, I'll stay.
You don't have to do anything.
No. I'll stay there. I'll just unfollow it.
Perfect. That's good. That's
Thank you for not bringing him up too much, because it's kind of a sore subject around here.
Yeah. I don't really. I mean,
kidding. It's not.
Yeah, they just fucked and dumped us after 2 months, and we're like, you're too dirty. And I'm like, well, fuck you.
They wanted
you.
Something prettier.
Yeah.
Jesse slowly sinks down into the slot.
All right. That isn't my outro. This is like the second week in a row. That's not even a recurring bit that was intended. I just see like Street Fighter music, and I'm like, sure, we'll fire that up. This is the right Street Fighter music. Everyone, this was Papa's Basement. I am John Papa Giorgio, hence the name. I was joined today by Pete Maybe. Thank you, Pete.
Hey, thanks for having me, John. I'm Epi Maybe on Twitter and PeteMaybe.com. I'm not doing half the things that Jesse is, but I should be. So if anybody wants to catch a beer and commiserate after the show, let me know.
Yeah, there's a Red Lobster nearby. That's going to be your haunt. Jesse, again, it's at Jesse Robinson, J-E-S-S-E, no
That's
I.
Right. Thank
He's not
you.
Jesse
yes.
Spano.
Yeah.
But he is so excited. Find him on Twitter. Stalk him on Facebook. Find his personal Facebook.
And find me at the bar right after this recording.
Yes. Cheese biscuits and Bloody Marys. Again, I'm John Papa Giorgio. It's at Papa's Basement on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook.com/Papa's Basement for, you guessed it, the Facebook page. YouTube.com/Papa's Basement. You know what that goes to? The YouTube page.
Boom.
Bam.
Bam.
Find us on iTunes. Find us on Stitcher. Subscribe. Tell your friends. Damn it. Tell your friends. Just hold them down. This isn't like something weird that you're into, like cuck porn, that you're kind of embarrassed to share.
You don't need to be ashamed of us.
Yeah. Like, just show someone the link and be like, yeah, this is what I listen to. And then 5 minutes in, they'll be like, you will never carpool with me again. You'll be like, you know what? The hell with you then.
It was worth a try.
All right. Till the next one. We are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to peek. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time. but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.